Okay, today's daf is Challah, daf Chaf Aleph, the 21st daf here. Been 3 weeks into Challah, and now we are on Chaf Amabez. Again, some of these sugyas came up in Maseches Brachos. Remember, we're still on the last line that we had on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that a woman can make bimafrish Challah naked because she can be sitting in a way that covers her erva. So that's what the... That's what the Gemara says. So Hada Amra, so we're up Chafam Beis by the two dots. Hada Amra, Agavos Ein Bahem Mishum Erva. So the fact that we say that if a woman is sitting, her erva is not covered, that means Agavos, her buttocks, is that doesn't have the status of erva because that's exposed. So is that in the organs in the front definitely have erva for a male and a female, but in the back, does that have erva? So the fact that the Mishnah says that it's not a problem for her to make a bracha and be mafrish in this way, it must be ein bahem mishum erva, which is a huge topic, which we'll see lemaisa we are machmir for. But that is the diuk of the Mishnah. We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Vav, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the second Chelek, we'll see what the Lamais is. But Hada Da'at Amar LeBracha. But the Gemara notes that this is all regarding Bracha, regarding for a woman to make the Bracha for Afreshes Challah, this might be the case. Avala Habit, but obviously, says the Gemara, for a man to look and to see, Afilu Kalshu Aser. And even a tiny amount, even less extreme parts of the body would be usher for a man to look at. Kahada Tani, as it said elsewhere, Mistakal Bakeva Shalisha, Kimistakal Babesarechem, if a man looks at the heel of a woman with intent. Right, there's a difference. If a man, there's no isser of a man looking at a woman, the parts of her body that are usually uncovered, just to converse or just to communicate, but to look even at the heel of a woman for pleasure purposes, so that is us or any part of the body. And if one looks at even a revealed part, which is a heel, k'mistakel beis arechem, is like looking at one of the mekomos hamachusim. V'mistakel beis arechem ki'ilu ba'alad. If somebody looks even in mekomos hamachusim, that could lead to, that's ki'ilu, he was with her. Again, obviously not literally with her. You're not going to be chayav misa. Bez is not going to put you to death for histaklus. But that is the halacha. Also to note, the language of the Gemara is hamistakel. Mistakel. Even in English, we have three words. Glance, look, and stare. Right? Each of those have a different connotation. Glancing, you glance at something, somebody's walking down the street, and you glance at something that's not us, or sometimes you can't even, it's a misasik. Looking and staring are for sure is in one's control. Mistakel means to focus, a focused looking. It doesn't say roeh. Mistakel is a much stronger lashon, and that's what is usser. But regarding the halacha of the Mishnah, that's in terms of what is called erva. What's called erva's davar, velo yira b'cha erva's davar. That is the issue. And then the sounds are from the Mishnah that agavos are not mishum erva. We mentioned a couple of days ago that right there are different types of erva categories. We mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan's married woman's hair category, where he says obviously it has to be covered, and he screams about that, but he says because many women don't cover their hair today, so it's hard for me to say that to say Kriya Shema in front of a married woman's hair is going to be a problem Mishum Erva. That's a different type of Erva than Mekomas HaMechusim, even though it's it gains the status, right? The fact that it wasn't an Erva yesterday and it's an Erva today, that shows that it's a different type of erva than other parts. But this is the issue of Riyah and Histaklus. Interesting, Tshuva, just to mention, Rav Moshe, we know the halacha is that when a woman is a nida, a husband is also not allowed to look at her makomas hamachusim. Histaklus, not Riyah, not glancing. Man shouldn't be staring at his wife when she gets into pajamas, b'shas nida, but she doesn't have to go out of the room. But Histaklus, what's called makomas hamachusim? So Rav Moshe has an important comment where he says, "Mekomas hamechusim that are mechuse even when the husband and the wife are home alone." Let's say a woman leaves certain parts of her body uncovered at home when she's with her husband, even though when she goes outside, obviously they'll be covered. But there are certain parts. What about her hair? What about her hair? Is that mekomas hamechusim for the husband if she always, let's say, uncovers her hair at home? So Rav Moshe says that's not usher for a man to look at during Bishas Nida. It has to be mekomas hamechusim even for the husband. So Rav Moshe writes in a Tshuva in Yeridea in Chelek Beis, Simin Ayin He. He has a couple of issues relating to this. And Rav Moshe says, V'im gam bebeisa, where is this lashon? B'chal masar ladina shebemekomas amachusim sheba she'aser lobal lehistakel who rock bemekomas amachusim af bebeisa kishein sham rock baila ok she'ein shum ish degam kein regilus lios mulubashos delo mistaver klal diya kavana lemekomas amachusim kishalchos bashuk ubefnei inchi achrini shetzriches lolechas betzniyas yoser after tov lachmer beofan zeh v'shalom ki binyana meilo amachmer mishubach. He talks about kimchis, right? The woman in Maseches Yuma. Okay. But that's Rav Moshe a little bit, one shuv about histaklus. In terms of Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Reish Vav. Simen Reish Vav, that's the various halachas about Hilchas Brachos. So Simen Reish Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel, Kol Elo Abrachas Tzarech Shelo Yafzik Bein Bracha La'achila. It's talking about Berachas HaPeiros. V'tzarech La'ashbiya La'aznav, the rules of Brachas. You have to be able to hear it. V'im La'ashbiya La'aznav Yatzo, V'vachi Yotzi B'sfasav. V'ne'emarin B'chal Lashon, V'lo Yivarech Arom, Ad Sheyachas Se'er Vaso. Person can't make a Bracha naked. B'med V'ramurim B'ish, Aval Isha, Yosheves U'paneha Shalmata Tochos B'karka. There's a detail here that's not mentioned in the Yerushalmi, but it is mentioned in the Bavli. Meaning, when a woman is sitting and covering herself, she's in soft earth. So like even both sides are covered. She's sunk in a little bit into the ground. That's what this detail is. That again, it's not mentioned in the Yerushalmi, but it's mentioned in the Bavli. Isha Yosheves Bereshah Mata Tochos Bakarka. Ki Bazeh Miskase Ervasa. Bazeh Miskase Ervasa. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Pirish. Devukos umechusos bakarka. Vitzorach lios mechusa kalkach shalote nira agvoseha. Ki agavos yesh behemishum erva. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Umagad Avram marach bazeo masik dagavos ein behemishum erva. Vrenotaksat dasagra. This is a big discussion, right? What our Gemara talks about. Belio rabba, mugging yibar, mizanuladina, kabes yosef, yesh lahachra lachachila. And hopefully it should never come up, in this case, to treat it as erva. But again, the Bavli quotes the soft earth as a heter. Once we're on the topic of erva, so the Gemara quotes Shmuel also. Shmuel Amar, call Beisha erva. Call the voice of a woman. Remember, the Gemara has in Brachas four things, Brachas Chavdalet. But the call, the voice, the singing voice of a woman has the status of erva. Matam, what is the source? Says the Gemara now on the top of Chaf Aleph. V'haya, the pasuk is quoted, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'haya mikol zenusa, from the sound of zenus, fatechanaf es haaretz v'gomer. Oh, some might remember that the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chaf Dalet in the Bavli quotes a different pasuk for the source of kol b'isha erva. Ki kolech arevu marech naveh. Right, the pasuk that from Shir HaShirim. Different pasuk. But that's where the Gemara quotes, tevech b'isha erva, kol b'isha erva, Shok b'isha erva, right, the four things that Seir b'isha erva. Those are the four things quoted on Daf Chaf Dalet and Brachas. But here's Kol b'isha erva. Again, it says the singing voice. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. What that means? So the minority of Rishonim say, what does it mean? Kol b'isha erva. It's talking about during Kriya Shema. During Kriya Shema. So a singing voice during Kriya Shema is the problem. That's the Ritva there in Brachas Daf Chaf Dalet. Pirish le Kriya Shema. Pirish le Kriya Shema. Rush argues, and the Rush and Rov Rishonim argue and say, no, this is a general din about a man hearing a woman sing, not dafka during Kriya Shema, but also during Kriya Shema, but even not. Right, the Rush there in that Gemara, Kol b'isha erva, shemer ki kolech harev pirish lishmoa, v'lo lenin Kriya Shema. And the Rambam, and the Rambam in Hilchas Yisrabiyah, and the Shulchan Aruch in Eved Ezer talks, this is a part of the harchakos that are required between men and women in general. Right, different than the harchakos of a husband and a wife, where there are lachumra and there are lakula. Right, the big lakula between husband and wife is yichud. Husband and wife are allowed to have yichud when she's anita. But there are chumras that apply to husband and wife that don't apply to anybody else, like hoshata, like handing. But the Rambam in Hilchot Yisurei B and Perachaf Aleph talks about the distancing that the Torah and Chazal say, also adam likros biyadav buraglav, to hint, to wink, in a kalas rosh type of way, lahariach besamim, for a man to actively try to smell the perfume that a woman is wearing to get hana, umechen l'meskavein l'darveze, umakin l'meskavein l'darveze, makas mardus, mistakel, afilu besbaktana, veafilu l'shmoa kol ha'erva, oliro sara aser. right? Nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, not in Hilchas Kriya Shema. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it both in Hilchas Kriya Shema, in Aruch Hayim, but also in Eben Ezer, in Hilchas Tznius, between a man and a woman. So you can't just read Aruch Hayim Simen Ayin Hey, you got to read Eben Ezer Simen Chaf Aleph to get the whole picture of the Shulchan Aruch. And obviously there are many details of the sugya of Kol B'Isha, Erva, and we'll see if there's time later on. But we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Amar, Omid, once we're talking about saying a bracha or Shem Hashem in proximity of Erva, so we extend it to a little bit of the discussion of in proximity of Tsoa, of excrement, which is many dafim in the Bavli, in Mesechas Brachas, and we touched on it in the Yerushalmi also. But again, this was a very lemaisa halacha in the days of outhouses and in the days where hygiene was not the same, and you want to daven, and it stinks, and you're in the proximity. So says the Rav Huna Amar, Omeid hu adam alatzoa umispalel. If it doesn't smell, Rav Huna says you could a person could stand on it. Let's say there is tsoa, says the Rasilio, in a hole. There's tsoa in a hole. A person could put their foot on the hole, so they're not touching it and it doesn't stink. In both those cases, and he could say daven. Omeid hu adam alatzoa umispalel, and he's allowed to daven in that case, right? Rasilio tsoa beguma ve'ein raglo nogeya. Ubilvad, the Gemara continues, Shaloye Bisaro no Gebitsoa, so that his skin cannot be touching it. Huge topic. What if it's touching through a mechitza? What if it's on the bottom of my foot? Right? And it so again, if it stinks, that's a separate issue. But is it the issue is only if it's touching my skin? What about the bottom of my foot? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Bisaro Shaloye Bizar no Gebitsoa, Ella Yehe Davar Chotzeitz. Bein raglav litzoa, kagon she'omeid bisandalo, omafsik avir. Sounds like shoe is fine. Shoe or air is fine. That's not called touching the foot. That's not called touching the foot. Shle b'sar no gea b'tzoa, as long as the foot is not touching. Yashav alo kinech aser, if somebody is sitting down, if they did not clean themselves properly after the bathroom, so they still have tzoa on their bodies, again, this means, I would say, a significant amount of tzoa. One doesn't poskim, you know, the OCD level, that area of the body is always, doesn't smell good, right? So we're not talking about somebody, you have to take a shower every time you go to the bathroom. No, but it means if somebody did not clean themselves properly, and it's nikar, yashav lo kinach aser, amar Rabbi Mana, avagav delo amar Rabbi Yosi hadamilsa, even though Rabbi Yosi did not say explicitly what Rav Huna just said, that if a person did not clean themselves properly, it's asur. Amar dechvase, but it's Rav Huna. But it's clear that he said like Rav Huna, because he didn't say yashav lo kinech asur. But it's clear from the following. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi did say amar omeid hu adam al gabi atzoa umispalel. Person could stand on it. Ubevad shelo yeh besar no gei betzoa. Right, as long as it's not touching. Yashav lo kinech har besar no gei betzoa. He says, if he didn't clean himself, so his body's touching. And therefore, so he didn't say in the therefore. And the therefore, it's a problem. But that's what Rav Huna said. But it's clear that that's what he holds, that it would be a problem, usser to daven. Again, it's not just that it's inappropriate. Oh, tefillah doesn't work. It's usser. There are some times that we're not supposed to daven, but if we daven, we're supposed to daven with kavana. If we don't daven with kavana, it's okay. We'll talk about that in the parsha here. But sometimes it's usser to daven. Right, if somebody has to go to the bathroom very badly, right, about the shaksu, and they can't, wouldn't be able to hold it in for a couple of minutes after they finish manasrei, that's not a tefillah. Tefillah's a toeva. And so here too, if somebody has tsoa on their body, so then they're not allowed to daven. You have a private meeting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You didn't clean yourself before going. Better not to have the meeting. Somebody has to go to the bathroom, they're ones, so better not to have the meeting rather than to have the meeting in this way. Okay, so this takes us through the first amazing Mishnah. That Mishnah was tremendous. All different parts of that Mishnah. We spoke about Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz La'aretz. We spoke about boats, right? We spoke about Meperos, and we spoke about making a bracha arum, right? All different, the whole world of Shas here in Maseches Challah. So now we get to the second Mishnah of this parak. Halacha Beis says the Mishnah: Mishein yochol lasos yoso batara. What if somebody cannot be mafresh challah batara? What I'm tameh and I have dough. So I know if I touch the dough, I'm going to be metameh it. So what do I do? Or there's no option. There's no mikveh nearby. Right? Mahara fulda. Kigon. Shehu tameh ve'ein sham mikveh sheet bo behen. Right? I'm tameh and there's no mikveh for me to go to. That's in the Mahara fulda. right? If you look in the Mishnah Rishona on the Mishnah here, the Mishnah Rishona says, or let's say you're tamei for a certain amount of days, right? You can't just go to the mikvah, right? Need the zava, right? Or something else. So what do you do? So what's the choice? The choice is to be mafresh challah normally, meaning make the dough the normal size, the zachiv of challah, be mafresh, and it's tamei. At least I fulfilled the hafrashas challah. Or is it better to make little doughs? So split them up, so I'm never in the situation of chiyav of challah, which is better. So you're being mafkiya the mitzvah. I'm preventing the mitzvah from kicking in, but at least I'm not having challah tameya. So which is better? Machlokas tanaim. Machlokas tanaim. Mishen yochal asos isasa betara tanakama yasena kavim val yasena betuma. Make it kavim, meaning up to 4 kav. Right? Right, we said chameshes revoim. Right, we said before that's the shear of challah. But if I make him kav kav, make him each 1 kav, so then that's better. Make it small. Va'al yasena betuma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Yasena betuma, va'al yasena kafin. Akiva says, no, have the chiyuv of challah kick in. Make your regular size challah with the dough better than undoing the mitzvah. Shekishem shehu korei l'tahora kachu korei l'tameya. Just like this, hafrashas challah with hafrat kriya shem for challah tahora, so too for challah tameya. L'zu korei challah b'shem, u'l'zu korei challah b'shem. They each are challah. It's challah tameya, but it's challah, and therefore it's a mitzvah. Kiva says, don't try to prevent the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Afreshes challah. You make the bracha of afreshes challah. It's tamei. It's tamei. But still, that's the better option. Aval, and that's what we hold. That's what we hold, right? Even though it's going to be tamei. Aval kabayim ein lahem challah b'shem. But kabayim, if you make it small pieces, there's no challah. There's no mitzvah of challah, and therefore it is not allowed. Good. This interesting. So Rabbi Akiva is telling us, don't try to get out of the mitzvah, right? We always try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvahs. We don't try to get out of it, right? The Gemara talks about this was characteristic of the earlier generations. Brachas Lamed Hey. Remember the Gemara, the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas in the Bavli. The Gemara quoted there. Bo Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bo Amar Abba Brachana, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bishum, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bo Re'e Shlokadoras Arishon Adoras Achronim. The earlier generations, they were so amazing. Later generations, they have what to be desired. What was the difference? Doras Harishonim, Hayu Machnisin, Peiroseim, Derach Traksimon, Kdilachayvan Bemeiser. The earlier generations, brought their fruit straight into the front door in order to be Machayvan Bemeiser. Doras Achronim, Machnisin, Peiroseim, Derach Gagos, Derach Hatirs, Derach Karpifos. The later generations, they try to bring it through the roof, try to bring it in the window, in order to exempt and prevent the chiyuv of meiser. So what do you see from that line? Put yourself into a situation of hafrashas. There is hafrashas jumas and meiseris. Right? Remember Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the first parak of Sota. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? Right? To enjoy the fruits, like we say in Alamichya, lechem epiryav lisbal mituva. We do say that. But why? So to do the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs, that's the Sota Yud Dalet Amad Aleph. Kachar Ramosha, Harbe Mitzvahs Nisavu Yisrael, Veimis Kaimen Ela Be'eret Yisrael. They're only Mukuyim in Eret Yisrael. Ekonis Anila Aretz, Kedishi Yiskaim Mukulan Al Yadi. I want to go in. Very strange answer. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll give you the Schar. Moshe wants the Schar. Right, this goes on the list of 10 Gemaras, which talk about Schar for Mitzvahs and how do they work with Antigonus. About not doing the, one of the Amoraim says, when he gets tired of learning at night and he's exhausted, he just goes sit at the door of the Beis Medrash. At least he doesn't have enough power and strength to focus on sugyas, but he'll stand up for the Rabbanim when they walk by. And he'll get schar for that. Getting schar? Okay. Big discussion in the Mefarshim. So, Klomata Mavaki Shalakabal schar, Male Nealecha Kiloasitim, I'll give you the credit. But you see from there that it's to put yourself into a situation of mitzvahs. Remember, what's heard from Rav Shechter, that the application of that Gemara in Brachas, and here, though, is a big chiddush. Because we just quoted, in the last year, and 3 days ago, Hafrashas Challah is more of a matir than a mitzvah. Remember, that's what the Magen Avraham said in Simen Ches, in Hilchas Sisses, that's why, even though Birchas HaMitzvah have to be Ba'amida, but Hafrashas Challah, a woman can do sitting down. Even though it's not Ba'amida, because it's more of a matir than a mitzvah. So to say that you should put yourself into a situation of a mitzvah by tzitzis, by tefillin, by tzitzis, that's what we do, right? Tzitzis also, you have to be wearing a four-cornered garment. And that's Gemara Menachos, one of the mems. But the Gemara Menachos says that one of the angels got mad at one of the Amoraim because he wasn't wearing tzitzis, and he says, what's the problem? I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment. They say, be'idan rischa. But at times of divine anger, Hashem looks. Did you put yourself into the situation of doing a mitzvah? Right, so tzitzis also. So to say that by tzitzis and by tefillin and all different situations, I can understand. But to say it by a matir, hafrashas shuvos and maaseros, who says you would apply it there? And yet it applies. So it seems like maybe there's a mitzvah component and not just a matir component for those mitzvahs as well. Lachor, you wouldn't say it as by a pure matir. It's just functioning. You know, to gerushin, that's a matir, right? Not something that we look forward to doing. So when you have mitzvah chalitza, right? So that's a shayla about, do you have to do a chalitza? So there is a mitzvah element to chalitza. There's even if it's not just a matir, right? That, how do you know that? Then we'll get back to the next. You know that because that's Tosfos in Nida, Daf Samach Vav says there can never be a lachadchila or an abidyeved by a matir. If it's only a lachadchila, so then you know it's a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. Right, but that's why the Tosfos deal asks, why don't we say lachadchila? You have to open your mouth to go to the mikvah. No, you don't have to. But chatzitz is a problem within your mouth. But you don't have to have your mouth open, right? No, that's not even a lachadchila. Why isn't that a lachadchila? Right, roi l'bias mayim. So Tosfos says, you can never have a lachadchila when it comes to a matir. To a mitzvah, you could have a lachadchila, but not a matir. Ah, there are lachadchila ways of doing chalitza. Right, Yevamos Daf Kuf, the Mishnah tells us, there are three parts of chalitza. Kriyas HaPsukim, everybody agrees, is not ma'akev. Taking off the shoe, everybody agrees, is ma'akev. Rekika is a machlokes tanan. But at least the Kriyas HaPsukim, according to everybody, is not ma'akev. So that's a lachadchila, how to do chalitza. So you have to say chalitza is also a mitzvah, not just a matir. Right? And therefore, even if a woman is 98 and the brother-in-law is 100 and they're not planning to get married, you know, maybe they still do chalitza, even though that's you don't need the matir element because it's also a mitzvah element. Okay, but that's an important application of the din of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah that even though it's going to be afresha betumah, that's what you should do. Continuing the Mishnah, ha'osa isa so kavin. What if you made your dough into small pieces? V'nogu zebaze, you had small doughs and they touched each other. Adem mitzdarif, piturim menachala ad sheyashochu. They're part of amchala unless they literally bite each other. What does that mean? Sometimes if you pick up one dough and it takes a piece of the other dough, if they're so connected, they're so sticky, so they would take the part of the other piece, then they're mitzurif. Right? Then they are mitzurif to each other. Even though I saw one of the achronim say, even though at the time of their kneading, they were putter. It was small. And we find, let's say by hektish, we had before, if the Gilgal Isa was b'shas hektish, it's putter. Even if you put them together with your doughs afterwards. So there it's a hafka, it's a poter. If you have an active poter at the time of kneading, then it's never going to be undone, and then it's going to stay putter. But here it was just not enough. It wasn't a poter, it was just no chiyuv. And therefore, later on, if it becomes mechuyev, so then it would be a chayev. So actually, a shochu until they bite each other. Reb Elazar Omer Afaro Devenosin Lasal Asal Matzarfan. Reb Elazar, and we hold this way also. Even later, even if you put it into the same basket, right? It's mitzurif lechala, right? That's what happens sometimes. Somebody calls up, I forgot to take a chala. What do I do? Put them all on the counter. Take a big towel. Put them over all the chalas. And then it'd be mafresh, you're going to lose one shalem. Okay, but what can you do? You're going to lose one shalem, you got to take a piece off. But that's what we pass it like this. If you're mitzarif them somehow, onto a, with a cover or in the basket, the Rishonim say it can't just be on a tray without a rim. You can't just put it on the counter. That's not enough. You can't put it on a cookie sheet with a very low rim. That's not enough. It's got to be in a, either covered or in a kli that has walls. That has walls. The Shibali Aleket says that. It's quoted also in the Poskim. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So we just quoted in our Gemara, in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you're not able to do a patara, right? Meaning the mikvah is very far away. How far? So let's say the Gemara is assuming you have the same shiurim as we had on yesterday's daf. Right? 4 mil. 4 mil. So the Gemara just asks, is 4 mil the shiur? Like, is it 4 mil versus less than 4 mil or 4 mil versus more than 4 mil? What if it's exactly 4 mil? So ma pachos mearbas mil yasen matara is the 4 mil shear. Is it less than 4 mil? Then you got to go and get to the mikvah. But our boss mil yasen akavin. But if it's exactly 4 mil, then the Tanakhama would say just do it small. Is 4 mil like more than 4 mil? Oh, or our boss mil yasen batara yoser mearbas mil yasen akavin. No, 4 mil is like less than 4 mil. Just more than 4 mil, then that's you could do it small. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, Petumah. Nishbeinim en adah. Well, you learn it from the following. Damar b'chiyah barva, kagon kesarin, like kesaria. Kesaria, machlokes, what this means. Right, the rasirlio and the pashas is, from one side of kesaria to the other side was 4 mil. Exactly 4 mil. And you had to go from one side to the other side. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, from Tveria, Yoshev b'Tveria. And he says, the derech from Tveria to kesaria. That might not be today Caesarea, because that's more than 4 mil. But the Derech, too, whatever old Caesarea was. So, Caesarin, the Caesarin lavar's boss milin he, and the word says, isn't that size 4 mil? So, you see, 4 mil, hada amra, arbas mil, yasen batara. 4 mil is like less than 4 mil, and you have to do the batara, go to the mikvah, yosem arbas mil, yasena kavin. But less than 4 mil, do it, more than 4 mil, do it in small pieces or bitumah. Good. Rabbi Ami Hori Bikfar Shammai. Rabbi Ami gave the Pesach in Kfar Shammai. Lasos Isa Gedola Betumah. Pashas, he passed like Rabbi Akiva. All right, Rabbi Ami says, you do one big dough, Betumah. Says the Gemara, Ein Shem Arbaz Milin. What do you mean to do it Betumah? Right? It's not 4 mil. Right? Ein Shem Arbaz Milin. So, what is the, therefore, you should have to go, it's less than 4 mil. You should have to go and do a patara, get to the mikvah. Mikivan denara mafsik kimishish tamar bas mil. There's a river in the middle. And to go around the river is, as the girl explains, just as much tircha as it would be for 4 mil. So it's not a din of 4 mil, it's in terms of the tircha. Look at the gra on the bottom. Kivan denara mafsik. V'yesh torach lavar kimo arba milin. And there's a tircha to pass as if. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Ami? The lav davka arba milin. It's not only 4 mil. Ela im yesh eza tircha lahaalosa lagabel. If there's a tircha to bring it to the baker who could do a batara, kamo leilech arba milin mutar lasosa betuma. Right, that's good enough. You know, not only 4 mil, but even a tircha comparable to 4 mil as well. Fine. Continuing masnisa to Rabbi Akiva. This is an unusual usage of the word masnisa. Right. If you look at the grub, maybe he takes out the word, maybe he changes it ki, not dir. But this masnisa, usually masnisa means like a mishnah or a brisa. But here masnisa means the statement of Rabbi Ami that we just said. Masnisa, that Rabbi Ami, who says that you do a petumah, the Rabbi Akiva. That's like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva amar yasen a petumah vayasen a kavin, because Rabbi Akiva holds you do a petumah. So the Gemara is basically asking as a question: Is it the Tanakama? The Chachamim, and therefore, how can you pass like Rabbi Akiva over the Chachamim? So why would you do it like Rabbi Akiva? Answer, Isa Gedola Haisa. No. It was a very large dough. And, Noach Hayalo Lahalech Kama V'lo Lasos HaKavin. It would be easier, right? What's the whole issue according to the Tanakhama? Right? Do it small pieces. It would be such a pain to do this in small pieces. It's such a big dough. To split it up into so many pieces, that type of tircha, you don't have to go through. And therefore, even the Tanakhama would agree in that case, you could do a betumah. Give me mafresh betumah. Again, this is all about weighing. You're not in the situation of a mitzvah. Do you have a chiyuv to put yourself into the situation of a mitzvah? So there's a limit. There's a limit in terms of tircha. There's a limit in terms of money. How much money do you have to spend on a mitzvah? How much money do you have to spend on hider mitzvah? Right, all different limitations that we have when it comes to mitzvahs aseh. Lo sase, you have to give away all your money. The Ramah and Hilchas is sukkah. But mitzvahs aseh, there's limitations. Okay. Avakavin ein lam chalam b'shem, some take that out. But either way, we go. Michalfa shitasi to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva seems to be soser himself. This Mishnah and the Mishnah later on Daf Lamites. On Daf Lamites, Rabbi Akiva says, what if you only have a kav and you took chala from a kav? In order to Rabbi Kiva says there, it works. Tamanu omer on daf lamites, no tell me kav chala. Rabbi Kiva says if you took chala from a kav of dough, it works. And what does our Gemara here say? Don't you dare, Rabbi Kiva says, make kav sizes. Don't you dare. What do you mean? What, don't you dare? But he himself says that it's good. V'kohu amar hachin. Our Mishnah says, he says, don't make kaf sizes because you're being mafkiya the mitzvah. But he says there, you could do the mitzvah with kaf sizes. Answer, taman l'sha'avar b'ramhacha l'charchila. There's a difference. Over there, it's b'di'evet. B'di'evet, if you took challah from a kav size, then it would be challah. But you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And therefore, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you shouldn't make it into kav sizes because you're not supposed to take challah from such small dose. If you did, it would have the status of challah, but you're not supposed to do that. And therefore, that Mishnah over there is b'di'evet, and our Mishnah here is l'chatchila. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, Hashem, and we will continue next time with the next Mishnah coming up in Maseches Challah.